11 years ago, a boy by the name of Matthew Shepard was brutally beaten after he was taken from a bar in Laramie, Wyoming. And what happened after that has been called one of the most brutal hate crimes of the last two decades. It became kind of a landmark incident that October night in 1998, and it changed the lives of a lot of people, not the least of which was Matthew Shepard's mother, Judy, who has now written about the experience of the last decade in a book called The Meaning of Matthew, My Son's Murder in Laramie and a World Transformed. And she joins me this morning here on the Big 550 KTRS. Good morning, Judy. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Thanks, Paul.
Thanks for coming on the show today.
Absolutely.
Tell me how your world has been transformed. You have become a gay activist, right?
Yes. I guess if you ask my friends who knew me before my son was murdered, they would tell you I was quiet and shy and introvert and didn't have many opinions. Now I'm still the introvert, but I do have many opinions now.
Mm-hmm. And among those opinions is one that says that hate crimes like this should be punished more severely. So you want federal legislation passed?
I do want federal legislation, yes.
Well, they've tried to pass it every year since your son's murder, and it has never gotten through. What has been the stumbling block?
It's been politics instead of trying to do the right thing. I think adding the word sexual orientation and gender identity have given the bill, people voting against it, the idea that somehow it's going to make special rights for special people.
Is it conservatives, especially religious conservatives, who are standing in the way?
I would say mostly yes.
Okay, so what is their objection? It can't just be that this is a gay guy getting beaten up. There's got to be more than that.
I think you probably have to ask them. What I've heard is that, one, they think that this bill is somehow going to hamper their freedom of speech, which is totally erroneous because there is particular language in this bill that says it is not about speech, it's about actions. They don't want to give any kind of credibility to the gay community because, according to their beliefs, which they are entitled to believe, that the gay community is somehow less than deserving of anything. And other than that, there's just the prejudice against the gay community in general, I think.
Mm-hmm. When they say that they worry about freedom of speech, they're worried that a minister somewhere who speaks out against homosexual rights would be breaking the law by giving a sermon about that, et cetera. That's their argument?
That's their argument, yes.
Yeah, but as you say, there is language specific to this bill that prohibits anybody from being thrown in jail for something they say or something that they are thinking. It's for their actual physical actions or their mental abuse of somebody, correct?
Right. Physical abuse, yes.
Okay. Let's talk about what happened on that night in October of 1998, because as you know, there are many people in your town of Laramie, Wyoming, who don't think it was a hate crime. Tell me why you think it was and what happened to Matthew that night.
Well, Matt was in a local tavern, and these two young men came in, singled Matt out, which is the story that these two young men tell in their confessions, that they singled Matt out because they assumed he was gay. They themselves pretended to be gay to befriend him. They gave him a ride with the intention of robbing him, but the hate crime started as soon as they singled him out because of his sexuality. That was the hate crime in the very beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just escalated beyond that to his death.
There are some, as I say, in Laramie who don't believe that this was a hate crime, even though the two killers who are now serving consecutive life sentences confessed to why they beat him up, right?
Exactly.
So the frustrating thing here, as with so many stories, is you know what the reality of the story was, and you've got people who are making up myths and spreading them and believing them. How do you fight back against that, particularly in your own hometown?
I actually don't live in Laramie. I live in Casper, but my husband and I both were graduates of the University of Wyoming in Laramie, so it's like a second home to us. We go back for university activities and do things there. I don't understand. Well, I kind of understand why they're doing it, but I don't understand the story that they're telling. I don't understand how they think that anyone is going to believe that because, as you say, both young men confessed, and also in subsequent interviews they have said that they didn't know Matt. They didn't know who he was. They had never met him before, And part of the story that the revisionists are telling is that they did know Matt before, that it was a robbery, drug deal gone bad, which is just not how it was.
There are also people who say that they are against the notion of a hate crimes law because what somebody is thinking shouldn't come into play. Punish them for the physical brutality of their crime, and these guys are, as I said, serving consecutive life sentences. And they say, why would we want to tack on something extra because of what was in the mind of the person committing the crime? What do you say to those critics?
Well, there's I used to think there was no difference between crimes that they really all had an element of hate. I still believe that they all have an element of hate, but a crime committed solely based on the emotion of hate against someone because of who they are is a whole different bag of oranges. You don't understand how the crime against a member of the African-American community or of the gay community or the Jewish community, how the entire community feels, not just the victim and the victim's family, but everyone tied to that particular community. The burning cross in someone's front yard is not meant to intimidate the property owner. It's meant to intimidate every African-American in the vicinity, everyone. It's a historical representation of the hate of days gone by, which still exists. So it's definitely a different animal. Now, they couldn't have done anything different to the two men who murdered Matt, but crimes that don't end in murder or crimes that are not prosecuted correctly because they're committed due to someone's sexuality or race, they deserve more attention. They deserve an element of... the enhancement is really not part of the federal bill, and I don't know that I'm really in favor of that. What I want is the acknowledgement that this is why this has happened, because it was hate and no other motivation. And I would like to see them educated as to discover what they did was wrong, to understand diversity and just accept human beings for being human beings.
Would the FBI be involved?
Only the federal government is involved only in cases where the locality is reluctant to prosecute an obvious hate crime. One of the greatest things it does provide is funding for communities who have difficulty investigating and prosecuting these crimes. For example, in Laramie, they had to furlough 4 workers to pay for the trial and the investigation. Only months earlier, James Byrd Jr. was murdered in Texas. He was killed based on his race, and they were eligible for federal funding. But Laramie was not, because sexual orientation was not included in the federal bill. Now, a lot of states also have their own hate crime bills. Wyoming has none. So there was no kind of protection or any kind of definition of a hate crime in the state of Wyoming then, and still isn't.
James Byrd was dragged behind a pickup truck, African-American guy, dragged behind a pickup truck and killed in a horrible way. That qualified as a hate crime, but your son's death did not.
Right.
So if we have federal hate crimes legislation, it takes away the barriers between the states and also elevates sexual orientation to equal race and creed and religion and others that are now protected, correct?
Exactly. That is exactly true.
Tell me about Dave O'Malley. He's the cop who looked into the murder investigation and is a self-described homophobic, or was anyway.
Yes. He's an amazing man, absolutely amazing, and one of the most fierce advocates for gay rights now that you will ever talk to, especially in the legal arena. He is retired from the police force now, but he would love to get back into it at some point in time. And he was transformed by what happened to Matt and his subsequent acquaintances in the gay community. He's just amazing. He's one of the campaigners for the AIDS Walk in Laramie now. And he is an invaluable friend to the community and to the individuals who live in Laramie, as is the other investigating officer, Rob DeBree.
Do you think if their minds have been changed, that other minds have also been changed in Laramie and elsewhere in Wyoming?
I do. What has happened in Laramie and Wyoming since Matthew's death is that they sort of forced people to think about how they really feel about the gay community, and they sort of had to, you know, get off the fence and say, yes, I support it, or no, I don't. That's kind of the transformation that's happened there. And I've been surprised by how much vocal support there is in Wyoming.
Judy Shepherd, mother of hate crime victim Matthew Shepherd. Her book is The Meaning of Matthew, My Son's Murder in Laramie and a World Transformed. I wish you luck with your continued campaign to get that federal hate crimes legislation passed, and I thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you so much, Paul.
I'm Paul Harris. This is the Big 550 KTRS.